8:14 the time. Mornings with Ed and a more focused examination of all critical issues. And now we're going to look at the economy. And of course, as we speak this morning, the stimulus talks are on the brink of collapse. And last Friday is when the $600 unemployment enhancement checks stopped going out to millions upon millions of Americans. So again, on the sweat, on the backs of regular Americans who are, and many of them now unemployed, these negotiations go on. So let's talk about some of the things that are sticking points, and maybe even some of the things that we have agreement on with both sides. So let's start with unemployment benefits for out-of-work Americans. What it is the additional weekly check for people who applied for unemployment for the first time or were already collecting unemployment. Now, the program initially granted by the CARES Act back in March provided an extra $600 per week, and it officially, as I said, expired on Friday. But lawmakers are trying to, this is where the big disagreement is. Of course, we know that an extra weekly payment on top of the ordinary unemployment benefit, it'll give a family or individuals a big leg up, man. It helps you pay your bills. It helps you actually get through this and get through not working without having to worry about putting food on the table for your kids. So here's what I think. Republicans support the extension, but at a reduced rate. They say that $600 a week is too generous for some reason. This mindset drives me crazy that they think that $600 a week extra is going to make people lazy and not want to get back to work. And I've made this point over and over again with my much more conservative friends and neighbors that people want to work. Not everybody is that lady that I once hired. Not everybody is that person, that anecdotal person that you happen to hear a friend that, oh, I was going to hire her, but she said it didn't make enough on unemployment. You know, not everybody is that person. And you shouldn't paint everybody with that wide a brush. People want to get back to work. The $600 a week was not too generous. So Democrats support an extension of that current $600 rate, and they balked at the Senate proposal, which would extend benefits based on 70 or 75% of lost wages, starting at $200 a week. And over time, increasing to $500 a week, but with state assistance. And at the same time, not giving the states any money out of this bill. See, you would at some point, they would be wanting the states to make up that difference between $200 to $500, but they're not providing the states with any money as part of that package. So my thinking is this: is that yes, they will meet somewhere. It's going to be a compromise of some kind. But the smart thing to do, if you sit down and you think about it, the smart thing to do is sure. 600 through what we know is going to be the end of the year and a terrible economy and numbers going up because flu season is 2 months away. So yes, keep it at 600. And then into next year, we talk about a sliding scale, maybe sliding down $50 a week or $50 every month or $100 a month, whatever. But there's a logical way out of this. Let's talk about the PPP. And you know the PPP is to help businesses keep people employed. It's intended to retain your job if you lose your job. The Paycheck Protection Program provides forgivable loans to small businesses as an incentive to keep their employees on the payroll. And of course, the program is designed to fund employed workers who would otherwise have lost their jobs during the pandemic. Now, it got off to a rocky start, and it's not clear that it met the goals that Congress initially set for it. It was a good thought, though. You know, again, they were under the gun. So overall, PP hasn't preserved many paychecks. But a careful study found that PPP eligible small businesses laid people off also. So it needs work, number one. But I do think it could get extended because the proposal that the Senate currently has will target the hardest hit small businesses. including those with revenue losses of 50% or more over the last year. So if that's the starting point and there is room for improvement, yes, more billions of dollars toward PPP, but target the small businesses instead of just giving it to the large corporations that took advantage of it the last time. And market it better so that you don't leave $130 billion on the table that no one has applied for when it runs when the deadline hits. So, yeah, that needs improvement, and that's both sides working on it together. Now, let's talk about the employee retention tax credit that would help pay workers. Under the program, an employer can receive refundable tax credits for wages paid to an employee during the pandemic. The employer can then use those credits to subtract from and even receive a refund over the taxes that you owe. And again, it's not a direct payment to you, but the program encourages businesses to keep workers on the payroll. Now, I think it's going to happen because it includes further tax relief. The HEALS Act includes further tax relief for businesses that hire and rehire workers. And the HEROES Act, the Democrat-backed HEROES Act, also builds on the tax credits that were part of the initial CARES Act. And there is probably where there's the most bipartisan support for both of those. Now, there's something that that they're talking about is the return to work payment of up to $450 each week. What it is a temporary weekly bonus for unemployed workers who secure a job or are rehired on top of their wages. The bonus would be about $450 a week. Now, how it could help you, of course, is the weekly bonus would go to laid off workers who do go back to work. Now, why I think it's not going to happen is because the White House in May expressed interest in the bonus plan, but it's not part of the it's not even part of the Senate proposal. It's not anywhere in there to be found, so it may not even get on the table. It was Senator Rob Portman that wanted to introduce it, but it's not on the table right now. And okay, let's talk about rental assistance to keep people in their homes. By the end of the year, 40 million people might be facing eviction. There's a number for you. By December 31st, 40 million people might be facing eviction. So the rental assistance is a plan that would help renters pay rent, and it assists landlords with expenses with less rent money coming in, of course, especially as we face the tsunami of evictions that I'm just talking about. The rental assistance program would temporarily help you pay rent if you qualify. It puts a hold on evictions for a year, and it helps cover costs of rental property, the rental property that owners have because of rental payment shortfalls. The current protections that were in place, that they put in place in March, those have also lapsed. So there are no protections as we speak right now. Now, why I think it could happen is because House Democrats included an eviction moratorium in its proposal. It wasn't part of the Senate proposal at all, but oddly enough, the White House this week said eviction protections would be part of that package. So we'll see what happens with that. There's a disagreement now on the payroll tax cut to give you more take-home pay. And really, it's the people pushing hardest for this are the White House. But with 50 million or 45 million unemployed Americans, the payroll tax cut doesn't do a lot for those that don't have much. If you're just a regular worker, if you work a part-time job, or you're feeding your family, having two regular gigs, then it doesn't really do a lot for you. They've been pushing this idea for months, though. It could include cutting both the employer and the employee share of payroll taxes. And if you have a job, a payroll tax cut would let you keep more of your earnings each check. That's how it does help you. But it wouldn't help those who are unemployed and those who don't receive a paycheck. And as of, right now, there's about 35 million people claiming unemployment insurance. I think it's actually 39 and a half million people. Now, until we know for sure what the finalized stimulus bill will bring, there's some resources that'll help you get through the financial crisis, including the coronavirus hardship loans, If you haven't heard about that, go online and check out the coronavirus hardship loans. And this is also a website that'll help you take control of your budget. It'll help you understand what you can do if you have late car payments and stuff like that. But yeah, so deep breath, everybody, and let's hope that they can get busy on working on the stimulus package, and that let's hope that they work through the weekend and don't let it collapse tonight and just go home. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:25. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it is the Personal Stash and Escape, a deep breath of music, food for the soul.